This year, the annual Indigenous Festival NAIDOC Week is honouring Aboriginal and Islander men and women who fought in defence of their country. That includes warriors in the frontier wars, as well as those who served in Australia's armed forces overseas. In one corner of Victoria, people have gathered to remember a tribe known for their fighting spirit and commemorate the victims of a massacre that occurred there in 1840. It happened in the state's western district near the town of Coleraine. Lily Partland reports.
Surrounded by the rolling green hills of Victoria's western district, the Knongwatong Reservoir is the lifeblood of nearby rural communities. It's also a site with a bloody past. In April 1840, old men, women and children of the Knongwatong Gundidge clan were killed as they camped beside the creek in what became known as the Fighting Waterholes Massacre. Gundidge Mara elder Ken Saunders has traced his family line back to that clan.
There was a tribe here and some sheep, had been stolen by them, 40-odd sheep, and there were over 60-odd Aboriginal people slaughtered by the settlers that came here.
The landscape is still dotted with the sheep that were the cause of much conflict between the white settlers and the clan. It was the second massacre on the Knongwatong Gundidge in as many months, with more than 40 people killed at a nearby site known as Fighting Hills. Federation University professor Dr. Ian Clark says it wasn't unusual for white settlers to seek retribution on any Aboriginal person they found.
One of the doctrines that was believed by many white people at that time was vicarious punishment. So even if you couldn't find the culprits of a particular crime, you would punish any Aboriginal person you could find, and therefore the whole tribe or whole clan would be punished.
About a century after the killings, heavy rains uncovered the bones of some of the victims who had been buried in a mass grave on the bank of the creek where they were killed. A local farmer named T.J. Fitzgerald recovered the remains and reburied them. The main street of the nearby township of Coleraine is named after the White family, members of which were responsible for carrying out the massacres. Mr. Saunders says it's a disgrace and the name should be changed.
That should be named Fitzgerald Street. Before the buzzword reconciliation was invented, he done it. He invented it himself.
Today, the local water authority, Wannon Water, manages the reservoir and has worked with the Gundidge Miring Aboriginal Corporation to construct a memorial at the site. At a ceremony this week, Mr. Saunders spoke of a fighting people who should be remembered just like the Anzacs are.
This actually was a war. The white settlers wanted to make sure that they got rid of the blacks forever and a day.
In the wake of the massacre, the Knongwatong Gundidge people left their country and headed south.
I think that the violence that they had received within a month from the white brothers was just too profound. And they recognised that if they stayed any longer, I think that they realised that they may have been completely exterminated.
Dr. Clark has written a book about massacres of Indigenous people in Victoria's West. He says it's a myth that white settlement in the area was peaceful.
As you dig further into the archives and do further research, you can clearly debunk that myth.
The Victorian Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, Tim Bull, says it's appropriate to recognise darker parts of our history during NAIDOC Week.
Well, it's very important for the wider community to recognise these acts. It is part of our history. And if we are to achieve true reconciliation, we need to recognise what has gone on in the past. We need to pay our respects.
He says there should be a greater focus in schools on Indigenous history such as this.
Lily Partland.